It's Helping Hand, airs statewide on All Things Considered, then archived online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Friday afternoon's Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, Best Buddies Hawaii, a 30th anniversary-level organization. They've been around for a while now, and of course, this is the local chapter. May 4th, they have their latest friendship walk coming up at Magic Island, 9 to noon. Best Buddies, an international focus that raises awareness and funds to support individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. They fund Best Buddies programs that are dedicated to building friendships between kids, fostering leadership development, and integrated job opportunities for folks. There are a lot of ways to support this organization, and we're going to be hearing about those with their state director of Best Buddies Hawaii, Sarah Mann. Welcome back, Sarah. Great to see you.
Thanks, Dave. Great to be here.
Explain who Best Buddies is and what it does.
Sure. Thanks, Dave. Best Buddies, like you said, is celebrating their 30th anniversary, almost 10 years on Hawaii. We are a nonprofit that goes into schools and pair up a general ed student with a special ed student and provide friendship and leadership opportunities for them. We help create a very kind and loving atmosphere in the school, and it really provides an opportunity for the kids without disabilities to be exposed to kids with disabilities. And the other way around, we like to call it authentic reciprocity. It's really a beautiful friendship that comes about. And it also helps lower bullying in the schools. Bullying and truancy are two big issues in schools these days. And when you're bullied, you don't want to come to school. So they're intertwined. So if you can come in with a program that helps lower bullying and recreate the social fabric of the school campus, that's pretty cool.
And so not only is it helping to create this sense of inclusion for both parties and the obvious confidence building and other benefits that would have for a student with intellectual or other disabilities, it kind of brings out the best in the general ed student that you're partnering with them.
Exactly. Because of physical and social barriers, often little interaction occurs between students with disabilities and their typical peers in the classroom or situations such as the cafeteria or at lunchtime. So our program helps move this forward, this important mission of inclusion and friendship.
The kinds of schools that this is in, Sarah, what's the age range?
Yes. Well, now, Dave, we are in middle schools, high schools, and college. And however, this year, we are in the middle of a big expansion moving into elementary schools to start younger, because I think if you can get in as early as possible to get kids to understand the importance of inclusion, that's our goal. We are very fortunate to have received a great generous grant from the Castle Foundation and have been able to open three new schools in the Windward District, Kailua High School, Castle High School, and King Intermediate. On top of that, we're opening 10 new schools this year, which is really great, spreading inclusion and friendship.
It's Oahu and Maui.
Correct.
And the program for students to participate, is there any cost?
Chapter dues for each chapter, which they fundraise together to pay for those, to send their chapter president and a faculty advisor to our leadership conference in Indiana. It gets participants from all over the world to Indiana University, kind of the front lines of the inclusion revolution. It's really awesome. As a result, come out even stronger leaders. So then they come back to Hawaii from Indiana and can go into the community and talk about the importance of being empowered as a person with disabilities and then get a job and be an active member of the community.
And locally, in terms of the hours of participation?
We are a club, so we meet during school club times, once or twice a month, depending on the school. They may meet a couple times a week, say during school lunches. A lot of times the buddies eat lunch together, or if they have something after school, they'll kind of then take it on their own to create
additional informal sort of.
That's right, exactly. What works best for them.
And then for parents who find out it's not at their school, how does it work to get this into more schools?
Those parents can reach out to me in our office, and our information is on the HPR website. We can discuss maybe a teacher or someone who can back us up and support us, and maybe someone from administration, and see how we can come in and create a chapter at a school.
How, in general, what's your funding package? It comes from what different ways?
Good question. We get some government funding, some private grants, like I mentioned, from the Castle Foundation, some other foundations, Hawaii Community Foundation. And then we have our fundraisers, like the Friendship Walk, May 4th. In the fall, we have our Friendship Jam Champion of the Year event.
So you mentioned it, and it's coming up next weekend. It is May 4th, Saturday, Friendship Walk, Ala Moana Beach Park at Magic Island, 9 to noon. People can raise funds, but it's also a day where you invite people to come down there and learn more too, right?
Right. They can learn more about Best Buddies, talk to some buddy pairs. Each school is going to have a activity booth. They're going to have games and musical talent. We're going to have good grinds.
How do you guys raise funds in this way?
Local corporate sponsors who help out. We have community, corporate, and school teams. So people create walk teams and they get people to sign up for the walk. If they donate $50, they get a really cool t-shirt.
So you're saying people sponsor walkers. So it's $50 if you want to walk and get a t-shirt. And
correct.
That goes as a fundraising mechanism. And then people can be like, I want to support my friend Meredith, who's doing the walk, and I'll pledge $50 to support them.
Yes, that's how it works.
Perhaps in honor of a loved one who you like to remember and you just want to support it in their honor or their name. So there are a lot of ways to connect to it, whether it's providing prizes for you guys to use, supplies like drinks or tables, chairs, any kind of material support that you would need at this event, or in general, looking beyond that, other ways that people can either make a tangible donation of an object or could volunteer their time.
Yes, Dave. Basically, just what you just said about people want to volunteer their time, they can reach out to us at the office and we can talk to them about how they can get involved. Or if they have some tangibles and they want to donate some beverages or some food for the day or tables, tents, whatever it is, then we can take the money we would spend on that and put it back into our programs and grow our programs more, which is the ultimate goal.
What are other ways that people listening could, that we haven't talked about, be supportive? And it could be, maybe it's on your board. Maybe it's helping to guide you guys with legal or financial advice to maximize the dollars that you get.
Sure. We are always looking to expand our board. So any advisory board members, people who would want to get involved in that capacity, looking for that. Also, at the school level, we've had some really great meetings this year with the Department of Education, and they love our programs, and we're still looking to possibly partner with them because it would be such a great program that schools could roll out in, say, an IEP meeting when parents have gone through all the PLEPs, all the services, how much ABA, how much speech therapy and OT is my child getting. After that, at the end of the day, are they going to have friends? They can talk more and they can be more coordinated, but will they be able to hang out with peers? That's so important. So if we could be partnered with the DOE and they could say, oh, we have this great program, and your child will be immediately connected with a student in general ed, and then it's not just the special ed student, the general ed student. They hang out as a large group. They usually then get more friends than just their buddy. So it's not always just the buddy and peer buddy. It's kind of a group of people that are really cool to be around, really good people.
And you're also, finally, before I give your contact info, looking for parents too, huh?
Sure, sure. Parents can get involved. They can volunteer and maybe they can tell us about their child who can be a part of the program. That would be great.
It's bestbuddies.org/Hawaii, bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org/Oahu to learn about the event that's going to be 9 to noon on Saturday, May 4th at Ala Moana Beach Park at Magic Island there. You can send an email, Sarah Mann, that's S-A-R-A-H-M-A-N at bestbuddies.org. In the Honolulu area, 545-3025. On Maui, 242-6962. All their contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. It's Sarah Mann. She's the State Director of Best Buddies Hawaii, an organization that's built around providing inclusion and building friendships with children that have intellectual and developmental disabilities and kids from the general education realm. And Sarah, thanks for what you do on behalf of all the families and the folks who have intellectual disabilities that you help to put this inspiring program out there. And then all the other folks who you help bring in as partners in it and who let their kids shine so brightly and themselves with all these philanthropic opportunities. Thank you very much for what you're doing and for letting us humbly try to help you here.
Thanks, Dave. I always love being here. I appreciate your support.